USDA has recently released the agricultural projections up to 2023 and where we are today in agriculture. They said that during the past year, world production of most crops has recovered from weather-induced production shortfalls experienced in recent years. As a result, world stocks of many commodities have begun to rise from low levels, and prices have reversed their upward trends. Policies in China have led to the accumulation of large cotton stocks. He said Thailand and India currently hold unusual large rice stocks. How these countries draw down their stocks to more normal levels will have implications for the world cotton and rice markets. They said that the combined regions of Africa and Middle East is projected to have some of the strongest growth in food demand and agricultural trade over the coming decade. Low and middle-income countries are projected to account for a larger majority of the increase in world agricultural consumption and imports over the next decade. About 80% of the increase in global consumption of meat, 83% for grain and oilseeds, and most of the growth in cotton use comes from developing countries, they said, in the future. Mexico is projected to be another growth market for imports of meat, grains, and oilseeds. A sustained increase in Mexico per capita meat demand over the next decade provides incentives to expand livestock production in this country, as well as import more meat and animal feed. The imports of beef are projected to double. Since 2008-09, China has become a sustained net importer of pork, corn, rice, wheat, beef, pork, rapeseed meal, and rapeseed oil. In the projections, they could say that China will continue to rise in everything but rice and wheat. China has also emerged as an importer of sorghum for the last 2 years and is projected to remain a major importer of sorghum in the future. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgDen.